Salutations, Mets fans, and welcome to another year of Amazing Avenue Audio, the official podcast of your SB Nation New York Mets site, Amazing Avenue. I'm your host, Jeffrey Paternostro, and with me this week is Chris McShane. Chris, the Mets expressed interest in Vladimir Guerrero Jr., though reportedly, according to Kylie McDaniel of Fangraphs, he has agreed in principle, maybe kind of, you're not actually allowed to do that, but agreed in principle to a deal with the Toronto Blue Jays for this upcoming July 2nd signing period. That would be Vladimir Guerrero's son, Chris, which makes me feel old. So the question for you this week is, what was the first moment that baseball made you realize that you were getting old?
Ooh, that's definitely happened. I'm trying to remember what it was. I don't know. I mean, maybe David Wright turning 30 and then my turning 30 relatively soon after that. And then looking back at pictures of 2006 where he and Jose Reyes looked like kids, you know, that's at least Mets wise, that's certainly the most relatable thing. Jeff Bagwell being Hall of Fame eligible.
For several years now.
Yes. And I know we'll get more to the Hall later, but just the fact that he was eligible. I remember seeing Bagwell in New Britain as a kid. So that, you know, it was right before he broke into the majors. And then once he did, he ran with that. But, you know, it's still for a guy to be on the Hall of Fame ballot that you can remember seeing in the minors. Yeah, that's on the list. And then kids being drafted who were born in the 90s is just absurd.
Those are all good. I haven't even thought about that. I'm trying to think who I saw in New Britain around that same era. I guess just Jeff Supon and Trot Nixon are the two that jump out at me. I mean, I must have seen Bagwell at some point. But I remember Supon and Nixon being the main two. I think for me, it's Brian Bannister retiring. And I know his career was cut short by injuries, which happens to pitchers, and he retired at 29, which is not a particularly old age, and he's only, about a year older than I am. But it's just weird, like, you know, seeing a guy you saw and wrote about as a prospect, like, be no longer playing baseball.
Yeah.
And not for, like, you know, F-Mart reasons. Though kind of for F-Mart reasons. But he was one of sort of the early guys that I followed, and now he's, like, retired. And he's, like, a dude on Twitter, like the rest of us.
Yeah, he's a good dude on Twitter.
He is a good dude on Twitter. I was reminded this weekend, too, that my most recent reminder that I'm old is I got in late to New York City on Sunday to watch Sheffield Wednesday play in the FA Cup. And I had about 15 minutes or so to get from Grand Central to West 33rd, which I mean, I can do, you know, and rather than try to risk the six on a Sunday morning to get me the extra stop, I'm like, I'll just walk it. Not a big deal. And I woke up Monday morning with I walked quickly. I didn't run, but I was in like boots because the weather wasn't great. And I woke up Monday morning with like severe shin splints. It's another of life's indignities. So, welcome to your 30s.
Yeah.
Anything on your body will now start falling apart.
Yeah. Well, I'm only a few months in myself. So far, so good. Although I threw out my back for the first time after turning 30, so I guess that happened.
Which leads in well to the title for episode 98. This is episode 98. And it's Collapses We Have Known. The Collapses We Have Known edition. Of course, 98, not a good end to the season for the Mets there. Even before 2007 and 2008, we had 1998. We won't dwell on that. We'll get into the agenda. As promised, or as alluded to, we'll talk about the Hall of Fame voting, which came out this afternoon, recording on Tuesday night. It counts as news. So, and Mets news. So despite my steadfast denial of any interest in the Hall of Fame at this point in my life, we do have to talk about it, so we'll talk about the actual voting results, you know, what it means for Mike Piazza going forward. I will yell at you people on Mets Twitter for yelling at reporters on Twitter. And I'll talk about actual Mets, like 2015 Mets season news. But there's not much to talk about there. So it does seem that Wilmer Flores, Chris, is going to be the Mets opening day shortstop.
It does.
So while I think at this point Wilmer Flores is, if he has not already achieved Daniel Murphy status, he will, after this week, probably have achieved Daniel Murphy status in terms of this podcast, in terms of every single co-host being on the record about Wilmer Flores and how we feel about Wilmer Flores multiple times over the course of the offseason. But we will flog that dead horse one more time. And we'll answer your emails. We did get a few emails over the New Year's break. And time permitting, I may rant a little bit about a New York sports team with even worse PR than the Mets. We'll see how it goes. We'll kick things off, episode 98, with the Hall of Fame voting. Mike Piazza did not get into the Hall of Fame, Chris.
He did not.
That is the thing that happened. He got 69.9% of the vote. What's going to happen is Mike Piazza is going to get into the Hall of Fame in 2016, Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems to be the case. I mean, I guess the first time, and not to bring it all back to Jeff Bagwell, but I would have been very excited. There was an opportunity there where it could have just been Piazza and Bagwell getting in and nobody else. And on a personal level, that would have been the absolute ideal. But if we're looking at Piazza and Griffey, you know, I remember as a kid being excited to see Ken Griffey play. You know, so they're could certainly be a worse Hall of Fame class, you know. Maddox, Glavin, and Cox. I'm glad. I would rather have Piazza and Griffey have a stage to themselves than share it with those three.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty much a slam dunk to get in at this point. You know, he's gained votes every year. The changing demographics of the electorate is going to play in his favor going forward. Next year's ballot isn't outside of Ken Griffey, is not a particularly crowded one in terms of new slam dunk Hall of Fame candidates, unlike this year. So it's gonna, and when we had Jay Jaffe on the show this summer, he basically said, you know, 2016, what he thought was going to be the year for Piazza, and he certainly studied this subject more than just about anyone, and that's okay. It's not, you know, it's stupid. But as I was reminded today, sort of looking it up, Gary Carter took 6 tries to get in on much less crowded ballots. It could just be the Hall of Fame is a thing with catchers. We already know they have a thing with third basemen, but I can't, he's going to get in. The stupid, he should have gone in first ballot, sure. He's one of the 100 greatest players in baseball history, probably.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's, you know, and don't yell at reporters on Twitter. People. Just don't do it. It doesn't accomplish anything. Do you really think yelling at Marty Noble and Pedro Gomez on Twitter does anything else other than reinforce Marty Noble and Pedro Gomez's beliefs about you and people like you on Twitter? It doesn't. It's just not going to accomplish anything. You know, they have, you know, their colleagues are writing, you know, Jesse Spector just wrote a piece for the Sporting News about weird ballots. And, you know, Keith Law is taking people to task on the internet for having bad ballots. And those are their colleagues, you know, fellow BBWA members. And that's not going to change how they vote. You're just basically, yeah, you might get some, like, you might get some retweets from people that agree with you. Big whoop. It's just not, I'm tired of it. But he's going to get in. It's not the end of it. Yeah, it's stupid. Yes, he should be in. Yes, you know, these writers complaining about saying we know. You're alluding to the fact that he took steroids, not like they don't have a platform where they could write about such things or anything like that. And yes, there's some things